Blog Talk Radio.
There's a war going on.
This is an experience you'll never forget.
Put on your spiritual armor. As tonight, on the Book of Lies, we will be discussing the unseen, the quiet entity that's secretly at war with us. Join me in this spiritual warfare as we prepare for combat. Now, this war will take place not on soil, but in the mind. So tap in, grab a hold, because as I attempt to stimulate your mind, you will be awakened as I broadcast to you from the night, from the light. Welcome
to
the Book of Lies.
Close your eyes and open your ears.
And we allowed ourselves to believe that the people work for the government and not the other way around. The steps that we have been taking to get us this far is worth preserving. And I want to thank the Democratic Party and the Republican Party for all that they have done. But in this chess game, our moves are very important. We no longer need our pawns. We need to start using our rooks. It's time to remove the Pentium 3 processors, start running the Core i7 processors.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hey. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we're going to have to do a couple of edits. I had a cheat. For some reason, my phone got zapped, bro.
Oh.
I promise you and everything. It disconnected me. So, well, anyways, we're still live. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Unfortunately, my phone, like, froze and was doing some, like, crazy athletics and flips and stuff over here, so I had to call in as an actual guest in order to continue the show. But go ahead, man. Welcome to the show. I have my guest, and my guest, he's going to be shadowing me today. How you doing today, bro?
I'm feeling good. What about yourself?
Good. Man, I'll be doing better if I didn't have this glitch at the beginning of the show. But it's okay, though, because, you know, the show must go on.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so, you know, let me go ahead and speed things up a little bit, man. And I just want to get your opinion, you know what I'm saying, about what's going on, you know, with America in the election process. How you feel about the circumstances that we are in right now?
It's really, it's pretty hard right now. I'm not even sure if I'm going to vote. I'm going to keep it real.
Okay. Why not?
Well, so far our biggest two presidential candidates is Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the things I saw and the information I know about him, he's not the right dude. He's not. I'm definitely not voting for him. And it's just the way he acts. Hillary Clinton, I don't know. I don't know. There's nothing about her being a woman or anything like that. I would like to see women succeed. That it would be nice for her to be the first woman and become president, especially in this country. But other than that, I'm I'm not sure. It may be because I'm such a huge Obama fan, but other than that, I'm not feeling this presidential election.
Okay. You know, there's a lot of people like that, that feel the same way you do about, you know, the choices of presidents that is that seem to be pressed in front of our faces on a daily basis. People talk about Hillary Clinton's emails, and you got people who talk about the way Donald Trump talked to people, you know, his racist and bigot ways and things of that nature. But what I don't understand is what people have become like slaves in their minds because they don't have a clue that they have other candidates to choose from. I mean, what all candidates you know who are running at this point?
You know, actually, I would have to Google that.
You have to Google
it. It's sad to say because when you flip on the TV, that's all you see is Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. You don't really see much of the other candidates. Why?
True.
I don't know, but it seems like everybody, you know, there is about attention, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I figure I'll ask you these questions, and the reason why I'm asking these questions is simply because, you know, there are other party candidates that's out there running for the presidency of the United States. But the problem is the power of those individuals who's all connected to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. You know, you on Fox News, you see every day, you know, Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. They officially took over the airwaves, even mainstream social media, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, there's other candidates out there. There's other parties that has to run against, you know, that's out there to run against the Republicans and the Democrats. But a lot of people like yourself have no clue because, again, you're being controlled by the masses. They show you who they want you to see. It's like reality TV on steroids. You understand? So yeah, so that's one thing that a lot of people are going to have to recognize is that, you know, these other parties that's out there who run, there's candidates from other parties who runs for the presidency of the United States, but no one really knows about them because they don't get the airtime, you know?
Right.
So would you like to know who's all running for the presidency of the United States?
Actually, I just Googled it, and I see a guy named Gary Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And Jill Stein.
There you go. Yeah. These are other parties. We got the Libertarian Party, and then we got the Green Party of the United States also running. Another woman president of the United States for presidential candidate. Didn't know that, huh?
Didn't know that.
And then think about this, how the media likes to feed people around and turn them in circles. Think about this. They said Hillary Rodham Clinton was the first woman to win their actual party, correct?
Right.
Actually, Jill Stein won her party before Hillary Clinton was elected to run for the Democratic Party. But they don't give Jill any credit.
No.
You know what I'm saying? How do we rewrite history? How they say, you know, Washington, well, they say that Washington was the man who helped, you know, do the thing when it comes to freeing slaves and all this. So it was Abraham Lincoln. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
So was it Abraham Lincoln?
No. No. It's a long story with that, and it's being covered.
So, again, seems like there's a lot of stories that have been covered. So how come we don't see Gary Johnson on TV 24/7 like you see Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump?
Is it popularity? Is it – because it's funny. Why did Hillary get all the attention, more of attention than Jill? Is it because Bill Clinton is, you know, is it because she already had a fame because she was the first lady when Bill Clinton was elected? You know, it's based on, I guess now it's who people like and popularity here.
Popularity. So, you say the big word, popularity. Now, are these candidates popular with you?
Just the first two. That's about it.
The first two are popular with you. Even though you yourself just said you're not going to vote for neither candidate. So how does they become popular to you when you're not going to vote for neither one of them?
No, they're not. I'm not. And it's bad to say, like, I really don't know nothing about Gary Johnson. And you know what? Matter of fact, tonight I'm going to learn about that. And so is Jill. You
That's
know,
right.
it's sad that these two, you know, I've never seen them on TV. And that's bad because all I see is every time I would change the channel is Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, and then Hillary Clinton. That's about it.
Of course. Like I said, you're being fed this. You're being fed this every single day. Everybody's being fed this. It's not just you, it's me, it's them, it's everyone. So the people who don't like Hillary Clinton, there's people who don't like Trump. They hate Hillary Clinton so much that they will pick Trump, or they hate Trump so much they'll pick Hillary, but it seems like they're choosing the lesser of the two evils.
That's sad.
Unless you don't vote. And if you don't vote, you don't know there's other two candidates out here who has good reputations, who know what they're doing, who is qualified to run for president of the United States of America. Qualified. The word qualified.
I might study, you know, once I get into listening to what Gary has to say and Jill, I may change my mind. They may have something good to say. They may have some great ideas to help the country out and have a better route for the future. But, you know, as far as Donald Trump, no. No. And Hillary Clinton, I'm unsure. But Gary and Jill, you know, it's sad to say I didn't know about these other two. I want to learn. I want to get to know what they want to do about this country for the future.
Good for you. Good for you. So if anybody would like to call into the conversation and if you have anything you want to put into the conversation, you can call 929-477-2187. That's 929-477-2187. Again, it is 929-477-2187. Well, I'm glad that you learned something new today. Well, tonight. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And you're willing to take steps forward to try to understand something new.
Right.
Now, about other new things, so how do you feel about this actual election? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, I believe that it's going to be Hillary Rodham Clinton who's going to become the next president of the United States. And
right.
Don't you know why? Don't you know why I believe that?
Why?
Why? I believe that because they say that all of the presidents of the United States have been related to one another except one.
Mm.
How is that possible? So it means, like, no matter who you vote for, still a family member end up winning anyways. It's like a it's like a kingdom or empire. You know what I'm saying? The bloodline, the queen or the king, the cousin or the auntie, the uncle, the brother or the son becomes president of the United States of America. So are we really an empire that just used the word president to cover up the word king or queen or inheritor or anything like that in that matter?
I look at it like this. I feel like the president is just a puppet. Really, because I feel like the president doesn't really have control. I feel like the government has most of the control and everybody behind the government. You know, presidents will say things, even people that run for presidents will say things to either make themselves look good and definitely want to have that president spot. And they will say things to what they want and say that they will get done, and it just never gets done. You know, we still have the same issues. And I feel like people pay attention, you know, especially people that watch this TV pay attention to who are the popular candidates. So as always, you know, you always see two. You know, you really don't see the whole four all on TV. You don't. There's always the two, you know, Democrats and Republicans are like the popular, the popular presidential campaign, both of them, they're the most popular ones. So parties, they're the most popular parties. And the other parties that's trying to run, you don't see them. I feel like the Democrat and the, of course, the Republican has more power. That's why you can see them more on TV than, you know, than any other parties that are trying to be elected as president.
Yeah, I can't argue with you there. So you don't mind that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are cousins? That don't bother you at all?
Well, what are they doing? That's the question.
But you mentioned earlier that Barack Obama was one of the best presidents. You know what I'm saying? You liked the Barack Obama and the things that he did, but still, at the same time, while you are liking that man, he is considered to be a puppet.
Yeah, I still, at the end of the day, he's still a puppet. And he's done things. And he's not the only president. You know, there's other presidents that have done things as well. I'm not going to knock all the presidents and everything. It's just that, you know, at the end of the day, they really don't have no control. Things have got done. Some things really went the wrong way, but it's a cover-up in some ways. I'm not going to go ahead and explain everything like that, but there's a lot of cover-up. One of the reasons why that I'm a Obama fan, I'm not going to say a big old fan, but he seems like a cool guy. I like the fact that he did try on some occasions to help out this country. And as one of the reasons, and I don't care what everybody else say, but I'm an African-American. Seeing me being alive and actually seeing the first African-American president, you know, that was amazing to me. That was.
I can totally understand that. I can totally understand that. It's a symbol. Symbol, you know, that you can be anybody and be anything here in the United States of America. You know, the great myth that, you know, you can be anything, you can be anybody. But this presidency, we have two women that are running for the presidency of the United States of America. And then we got Donald Trump, who a lot of people believe is a bigot, believe that he's a racist, and that he will be the worst off president of the United States of America. Then we have Gary Johnson, who also is running for the presidency of the United States of America. And the fact that you believe that, you know, Barack did a good job and you understand that he's a puppet, and now, you know, here comes Hillary Clinton, which, again, they state that no matter who runs for office, there always will be a family member who gets in, you know, and takes position so they can continue doing the things they want to do you know, to other countries, because we are an empire. Now, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
How would you think the world would look like if everybody just turned around and didn't vote Republican or Democratic and just voted for either the Green Party or the Libertarian Party, just to teach the Democrats and the Republicans a lesson? What kind of lash out you think will have happened if something like that were to occur? Would you think that the Democratic Party and the Republican candidates will go away in peace, or do you think they will flat out and go to war and try to take over what's going on today?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a good question.
Would they call martial law? What would they do? They already got the concentration camps. They already got FEMA camps all over the place. You know what I'm saying? They can house over 150,000 people in one location or more. And then they got swing sets for the children. You know, they ready for the backlash. And then we got racism that's so much broadcasted on TV about black police officers and white police officers beating black people and killing black people, even though the numbers are staggering. You know, they kill
right.
more white people than they do black people.
That's true. That's true. And there's still nothing getting done about that. You know, it's, I guess since everybody has a cell phone, it's more on videos, more online and everything. You can see all that. And it's sad is that still nothing's getting done. And be honest with you, you know, throughout the whole years, centuries, you know, during the presidential candidates, all the presidents, you know, it's nothing but Democrats and Republicans, majority. So I wouldn't even know how it would be if another party was in charge. I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't even know how the Democrats and the Republicans would take it.
But you gotta think, though.
Power,
they always
yeah.
say they won't change. They always say they won't change. But until next time, I'm known with my guest.
Noah
with
Green.
My guest.
Noah Green.
Noah Green.
Put on your spiritual armor as tonight on the Book of Lies we will be discussing the unseen, the quiet entity that's secret at war with us. Join me in this spiritual warfare as we prepare for combat. Now this war will take place not on soil, but in the mind. So tap in, grab a hold, because as I attempt to stimulate your mind, you will be awakened as I broadcast to you from the night, from the light. Welcome.
3, 2, 2,
the book.
Close your eyes and open your ears.